Blog Talk Radio.
This is the title track off our CD called Gone Are the Days, a song about awakening in this time and to the present struggles of the world and what we have to do to overcome all these things. So many paths, only one road to choose. If you live for yourself, you know you will. In your heart, let true love rule. We are made with godly attributes. Well, things gonna be right when it's right that you choose. Yes, you gotta live up now. Yes, you gotta live up now. Oh, yeah. Gone are the days that I used to slumber. Gone are the days that I used to wonder. These are the days the prophets look for. Gone are the days I am the millions off the slave trade. Now they flooded the ghettos with guns and cocaine. Let them go down the drain. Lift up your voice, lift up your heart, lift up your spirit.
Yes, blessed souls, blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings. Lift up your heart, spirit, soul, and mind, because you are a possessor of Tzelem Elohim, a divine image. This is Soul Class number 52. This is your friendly neighborhood and humble cyberspace Torah activist Danzel Sio Goodman. Big shout out to a younger man, Adam Wasser, out in Kersakran Heights, who made a little video to promote our efforts. Although I want to just mention, I'm not a rabbi. I'm just a humble Torah activist. Hopefully when you hear my words from the meditations of my heart and the spirit of my mind, it will turn you to activate you to want to look up another verse in Torah taken from a little matter of meditation to understand the body, the essence of his bonanut, which we call meditation in English or in Hebrew, bonanut, or otherwise known as pnimiyut bina, inner understanding. What is its essence? The idea, blessed souls, is that we can ask a question. Should it be the essence of our meditation and understanding when wisdom or perception, something more profound and something we can elaborate upon, is even higher than it? Well, the question is readily answered, blessed souls, that we are commanded of Israel, and we readily, openly, humbly invite all the inhabitants of the world, Kol Boi Olam, Kol Bnei Noach, all the blessed children of Noach, go see your blessings, inhabitants of the world, in chapter 9, verse 1 in Genesis. But Noah and his three sons, blessed sons, left that ark 4,114 years ago to unite his name with the pronouncement of Shema, Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one, the Most High is our God, the Most High is one. Excuse me. Hear, O Israel, the Most High is our Creator, the Most High is one, not with numerical ones, but a sense of inclusiveness. That being said as well, blessed souls, when we look at all the energy of this world being squandered on foolishness, and we, each one of us knows how to define foolishness in our own lives or what we see out in the world, There is a obligation upon our generation, which are direct descendants of King David and Psalm Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman Schneerson, advised us that we can take the energy of this world and what is known as shtus, ruach hashtus, the spirit of folly, and we can actually transform it into a much higher level called Shtus HaKadusha, the folly of holiness, which is a level of joy and attachment and dedication to the Most High, which is done through two primal means of avodah, of divine service. One is called Etkafiyah, which means to sublimate that those energies which we sometimes squander on foolish pursuits and matters and thoughts, speech, and actions. And then Ethapcha, and then the transformation of that foolishness, the energy of that foolishness, and by sublimating to doing something good, that energy which we used for a good thing, to give charity and to uphold the seven universal commandments, which are the Shevem Nitzvot Noach, not to blaspheme the name of the Most High, number two, not to serve idols. Number three, not to commit adultery. Number four, not to commit premeditated murder. Number five, not to eat the limb of an animal that's still alive. Number six, not to steal. And number seven, to raise up righteous statutes, which will back up the first six commandments, which I just mentioned, which are seven universal connections that can lead any blessed inhabitant of the world, Kol Boi Olam, connected to the universality, excuse me if I pronounce that word correctly, to the Torah. And therefore, we can make, through the process of sublimation and transformation, a proper dwelling for the Most High, to actually bring the world back to the state of not only Gan Eden, Garden of Eden, before the sin, but actually a higher level before there was a sin in the Garden of Eden. Something to consider, blessed souls. With about 9 minutes left, now we're going to try to chant out Psalms number 14, which in some way is a lamentation, because the inner dimension of this Psalm, blessed souls, chapter 14, which consists of seven verses, is King David, Na'im Zmirat Yisrael, the sweet singer of Israel, is crying out about the destruction, as he knew, he understood with Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration, and Ruach HaNevuah, the spirit of prophecy, that the first temple would be destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar from Babylon, and the second from Titus, the Roman emperor. So let's go further, blessed souls, into chapter 14, Perek Yudal of Tehillim, Psalms, chant a psalm a day. Lam Nat Seach, David, Omar, Noval, Belibo, En, Elohim, Hishchitu, Hitivu, Alilo, En, Ose, Tov. For the conductor by David, the fool says in his heart, quote, there is no creator, unquote. Man's deeds have become corrupt and abominable. No one does good. Adonoi, Mishamayim, Hishkif, Al, Bnei, Adam, Lirot, Hayesh, Maskil, Doresh, et Elohim. The Most High looked down from heaven above mankind to see if there was any wise man who searches for the Most High. Hakol, Sor, Yachtov, Nelochu, En, Osei, Tov, En, Gam, Echad. They have all gone astray together. They have become corrupt. There is no one who takes good, not even one. Halo, Yodoi, Kol. Actually, let me go back. Halo, Yodoi, Kol, Po'ole, Aven, Ochle, Ami, Ochlu, Lechem, Adonoi, Lo, Kora'u. Indeed, all the evildoers who devour my people, that as they devour bread, who do not call upon the Most High, will ultimately come to know the consequences of their action. Sham, pachadbu, fochad, ki, Elohim, bador, tzaddik. They will be seized with fright, for the Most High is with the righteous generation. Atzat, oni, tavishu, ki, Adonoi, machsehu. You scorn the counsel of the lowly that puts his trust in the Lord. That's referring to the wicked of the generations, that they have always scorned the counsel of the lowly, which is referring to the humble. However, mi yitain mitzion yeshuat Yisrael b'shuv Adonoi shavut amo yogel Yaakov yismach Yisrael. Oh, only that it should be that out of Zion would come Israel's deliverance. When the Most High returns the captivity of his people, Jacob will exult and Israel will rejoice. Blessed souls, so much to say in this world right now, so much going on in the American continent. You know, I want to pull something out from my gut. The other day, the chancellor of New York City school system, I think her name is Kathy or Catherine Black, made a statement concerning the reduction in the budget in New York City, and actually said in a very pithy manner that perhaps parents should consider engaging in abortion, which we know from the Torah after the first 40 days is something which is forbidden, and in certain circumstances, where it is permitted, it is only for the sake of the saving of the mother's life. However, as a premeditated act of murder, it is forbidden just because a person doesn't want to be inconvenienced by the child. And that being said, this woman was taken to the cause. I mean, in my personal opinion, she made a very rash, unsensitive statement. But then I heard this morning on the New York City television radio show host show that actually in 2009, the statistics point out that almost 88,000 unborn children were murdered in their mother's womb. How many were permitted according to the Torah and how many were forbidden as actually premeditated acts of murder, I don't know. But I call out and I chant out in lamentations for those souls that were lost. They could have been here to proliferate around the earth to make it a more beautiful world. And also, considering this, blessed souls, please go back to our soul class number 51, where we're engaged as of last Sunday in talking about the healing of America via the faculty of speech and one of the ways to heal America, and that for all the continents upon this blessed planet through the faculty of speech of chanting out a psalm. So we're going to end on a very positive note, blessed souls. Here's a great song that turned me on over 27 years ago by a blessed band, Steel Pulse. It's called Chant a Psalm. Ahavachad, one love, Gorilachad, one destiny, Kulanum, for Allah's Bedarchinum Darchashom, in a peaceful and pleasant way. Lahamshik to be continued, but Berchas Hashem Yisparek, with the blessings of the Most High. Take care, everyone. Chant a psalm a day, because your divine image is crying out to you to do so, to bring healings upon the creation.
Drop it down.